If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Cassidy Hutchinson is the former special assistant to President Donald Trump and Mark Meadows, his chief of staff. She was, you may recall, one of the more celebrated witnesses in the January 6th hearing by the House Select Committee. She worked as an intern for both Steve Scalise. She enjoyed that, and Ted Cruz, not so much, and orbited around Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and a who's who of political figures in the news today, not the least of whom was Donald Trump. And his chief, Mark Meadows, the litterbug, who we have learned today has been granted immunity for his testimony about the 2020 election interference. So if you're keeping score at home, attorneys Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, as well as the architect of the fake electors scheme, Kenneth Chesborough, have been granted immunity for their testimony. And now Meadows, who is reported to have told Trump multiple times that he lost, and somehow that is big news today. Can you confirm that Mark Meadows, Cassidy, did in fact tell Donald Trump on more than one occasion that he had lost the election?
I can confirm that in my conversations with Mark Meadows, that Mark Meadows had acknowledged that Donald Trump had lost the election and that he advised the president as much. And I want to be careful because I had not been in the room when Mark Meadows had personally told the president.
Yeah.
That himself, you know, so I would want Mark's testimony to stand for itself on that front.
Yeah. But he, at least Meadows, relayed to you, or you were in a room where Meadows acknowledged that he had told Donald Trump that, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Or to that effect.
Yeah, sure, sure. This must feel like the House Select Committee all over again. You have to be careful with your with your words.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to parse your words too much. I want to just make sure that I'm being responsible to your listeners, too, to make sure that they're getting accurate information. But there is the ABC report yesterday that Mark has allegedly either cut an immunity deal in exchange for his cooperation, or that he has been cooperating with Jack Smith's investigators, which I think, you know, that is Mark's responsibility. And if that reporting is accurate, I'm glad that he is fulfilling his constitutional obligations, but I don't want to get ahead of anything that may or may not be happening.
Sure, I understand that. But Meadows was Trump's guy. Are you surprised that maybe as many as three times now he's testified before a grand jury? Are you surprised if, in fact, he has flipped and is now, in exchange for immunity, going to testify about the events or his relationship with Donald Trump? Are you surprised by that?
Well, again, I don't want to get that we're going off of public reporting, and, you know, I would want Mr. Meadows to speak to the accuracy of that public reporting. And to my knowledge, he hasn't personally spoken to the accuracy of it. And we don't know exactly what he has testified to. But what I will say is I know Mark. I knew Mark very well. And I knew him to be a man that considered himself a man of faith and a man that believed in the sanctity of our Constitution. And I hope and I pray that he is doing the right thing, and what I define as the right thing, which is sharing what he knows.
Well, it's just weird, isn't it?
It led up to January 6th.
But it's weird, isn't it, that the news may be that Donald Trump's chief of staff told him that he had lost the election. I mean, because he did lose the election. Everybody in the world knows that, and the only question is, does Donald Trump understand that? But you said in your book that the day after the January 6th riots, Mark Meadows said that was Antifa. It seems to me like he's capable of delusion himself. Do I recall that correctly? In your book, you said that the next day, Meadows was still saying that that was Antifa that was rioting at the Capitol.
Yeah, that you are recalling that correctly, and that did occur the day after January 6th. But, you know, I can't climb. As much as I at times have wished that I could climb into the psyche of Mark Meadows, I unfortunately cannot. You know, I think that at times Mark entertained a vast array of theories surrounding the 2020 election. I can't speak personally to what he actually believed himself personally. But what I will say is this. If the reporting is accurate and he is cooperating and he has acknowledged that Donald Trump lost the election to the grand jury, you know, I think that knowing that there was nobody in the White House closer to Donald Trump during that period than Mark Meadows, Mark's testimony would be key to anything that Jack Smith does from this point forward. And securing his honest testimony is not only critical for the investigation, but critical for accountability to be served in whatever form the grand jury would determine it needed to be.
Your title of your book is Enough, and yet when the Trump presidency ended, you were still entertaining the idea of going to Florida and working for Donald Trump after his presidency. When had you had enough? It strikes me as bright and idealistic in the very best way you were. You were working for Donald Trump for 4 years. You witnessed all of that, and yet you were still willing to work with him afterwards. When had you had enough? When was there a turning point, per se?
You know, John, that was a big reason I decided to write the book, was not only to explore that myself and to delve deeper into my motivations and the reasons that I stayed, which I think a fairly good job at, and holding myself accountable to the mistakes I've made. But I wanted to write the book so people understood from somebody that was loyal to Donald Trump and was loyal to Donald Trump's agenda and movement. And then, but once I was on the outside, you know, I sort of had this year-long awakening of not only the damage that Donald Trump's administration inflicted on the country, but how I was also complicit in that damage. There are certain points throughout the book where I had enough, and I would leave it to the reader to discern where those are, although I think they're fairly obvious at different points. But I think the more important takeaway that I would like your listeners to hear today is that the big turning point for me was realizing that my voice was enough. And my voice was enough not only to potentially change history, but to bring accountability to all of this. And for so long, I felt that there were people that knew more than what I knew, and it should be their responsibility. And I was avoiding the accountability portion for myself, but we're in this state of our society right now where there, in my opinion, is a severe lack of accountability. And when I had made the break officially with Trump World and I had my own independent counsel and I went back and testified more truthfully to the January 6th committee, it was Liz Cheney who inspired me and reminded me that my voice was enough to create change and to bring our country to a better place. And I want everyone and all Americans to know that change starts from within, and they're enough to make change, not only on a national level, but in their own lives as well.
Well, I think that's well put. And you just said I was complicit. I'll finish that quote for you in the book. You said I was complicit and called it my patriotic duty. And I think that was the takeaway for me, that it is so easy to get caught up in the swirl of being on a team or thinking that you started out to do something right. And it's our patriotic duty, whatever team you're on. And then you sort of lose the forest for the trees. So you step back and say, wait a minute, what I'm doing here is not good. And you do come to that realization eventually.
Right.
The biggest eye roll I had in the book was behind the scenes. It's some of the little, just sometimes it's a sentence. You mentioned that when they were handling the documents, Pat Cipollone said, "Those binders need to go back up to the White House, like right now," you wrote. "Yes, sir," you told Cipollone. "I'll go downstairs and call Mark Meadows now," because it was about the handling of documents and where they go and who should have them. And so you said, "Yes, sir, I'll go downstairs and call Mark Meadows now." And then Cipollone says to you, "Hey, Cass, while you're on the phone with Mark, can you tell him we cannot pardon Kimberly Guilfoyle's gynecologist? Maybe he'll listen to you." You wrote, "My jaw was hanging as I turned around to look at Pat." "Yeah, sure, I'll tell him that too." It's fun for little moments like that, and I think it's powerful and important for the reasons you just stated. Cassidy, thank you for your time, and thank you for writing the book.
Thank you, John. Thank you for having me on.